In 2011, I gave up smoking and ran my very first race. 2 years later, at age 41, I ran my first full marathon. In 2014, I signed up for the race I swore I'd never do when I started running, the Goofy Race and a Half Challenge at the Walt Disney World Marathon Weekend, a half marathon on Saturday followed by a full marathon the very next day. I started my 29-week training program, and then I got injured. I may have missed my first try at the Goofy Challenge, but I've got a lot more goals ahead of me to keep me running. So listen along as I go through the ups and downs of chasing the toughest challenges I've ever taken on. And in the end, if I can get through this, then anyone can do it. So here are this week's highlights in this edition of Matt Goes Running.
Welcome to this episode of Matt Goes Running. Not even sure what number, because as you can guess from probably this recording quality, this is a studio-less intro. It's going to be kind of a special episode, fun episode. It is October 21st, 2015, the day Marty McFly comes to the future, and I am participating in the Virtual Nerds Run, the Out of Time Challenge. Hope you heard all that with the helicopter going over, but it is a Back to the Future themed run that is scheduled to run the same day he comes back. And there's a special medal that has today's date in the green LED display, like in the DeLorean, has the Out of Time California license plate and a little silhouette of a DeLorean bottom. Very neat. I've had the medal for a couple months now, but I've not unpacked it. Gonna unpack it after this. So it's another one of those virtual runs that I talked about several times during Matt Goes Goofy. And this is not, I don't know if I've mentioned this company before. It's might be the first time they've been brought up on this show, but it is Virtual Nerds Run, and you can find them on Facebook, and they do have a website. It's virtualnerdsrun.weebly.com, W-E-E-B-L-Y, but Facebook is where they do most of their postings, and then they give you links to their site on how to participate in races. So I would suggest going to Facebook for up-to-date information. So they got a bunch of cool runs coming up. They have a Terminator-themed Terminate Cancer. Oh, this one is benefits the Lymphoma and Leukemia Society. So it's for a good cause as well. And it's a lot cheaper than most races I participate in for a much better medal. So I'm going to make it a 5K. I'm almost done my warm-up. My heart rate's up just a little bit, enough to run. And I'll be back after the first mile. Okay, first mile done. And I am doing kind of intervals. I stopped after the first mile, but I think I'll be doing my timed intervals for the last 2.1 miles, because it's been a while. It's been a little while. I think last episode I recorded, I explained Halloween Horror Night started, and I was booked up for the next couple weeks. Well, that has been true, along with traveling for work and getting a cold, but mostly the Halloween Horror Night. Now, while that is a lot of walking, I do eat terribly, and I know that. Knowing I'm going to have to work it off later, so. But that's pretty much done. There are two more weekends left, which I will attend. But the big party, the big news as night is come and gone. So now it'll just be kind of checking out things one last time. Maybe get a brush up on a couple of the mazes for a podcast. And that'll be it. And back to the grind. Big, big grind. Of course, for the Dark Side Challenge. But this is the Out of Time Challenge, so let's go back to that real quick. So I'm not sure if I left anything out. Again, it was Virtual Nerds Run. Facebook page, best place to check them out. Well, we can kind of tie in the last two subjects together. We were just reminiscing about the Back to the Future ride at Universal Studios, which we do miss. I was kind of hoping it would be out. They would like shut down half the Simpsons ride and put the Back to the Future film in, but for this event for October 21st, but they did not, so that's probably a lot of work for an event that's not really an event, but I certainly would have went. But I think that's about all I can really fit in this interval. Let's see. Yep, it's almost done, so I will be back probably, yeah, at the turnaround. We'll do the halfway point because it'll be less than 2 miles, so I'll be back at the turnaround. Okay, made it to the turnaround point, 1.55 miles. And as far as I realize, I've been talking about this challenge so much and just not really logging anything while I was going on the run. So knee, as usual, first half mile hurts with arthritis, but I get into the, the adjustment phase, I call that, in a half mile, and all good now. A little inflammation, soreness from it, but it'll go. That's what I've come to live with at this point. The big thing, holy crap, have my shoes gone bad. I mean, I don't really get to feel them go. They just kind of, what am I trying to say? I'm avoiding traffic, so bear with me here. Okay. All right, now we're safe again. So the shoes, I'll just start from the beginning. I rarely ever feel them going. That's what I was looking for. They just kind of go. But this time more than before. I mean, usually I kind of feel them like, okay, they're ready to go. These are like dead. These are like running your car on flat tires. There's no support in my feet. I can feel my foot just slamming on the ground. And it just, yeah, they're gone. It just kind of went. So it doesn't surprise me. These are what I trained in for Goofy and was going to retire after Goofy. So I'm sure I've, even though I haven't been serious amount of training, I'm sure I've done the 36.9 miles. No, I'm sorry, 39.3 miles since then that I calculated for them. So yeah, it's time to replace these. So yeah, I have learned. That's one tip I can share from experience, not a medical standpoint, but from experience, if your shoes aren't comfortable, ditch them, because it's going to cause you a lot more problems. I did that with a pair of shoes that didn't quite fit right. I figured I'd get used to it. Did not. Ended up being miserable. So I will get home on these shoes, and I will get a new pair and probably have them for my next recording. So interval's almost up. I'll come back after whatever the closest break is after 2 miles. Okay, 2 miles done. Actually, quite a bit more than 2 miles, but I pushed through my interval. I could have stopped and cheated, but then I thought about the bad eating and maybe a little bit of the drinking I talked about probably in our nights and said, nah, you deserve to be tired and a little sore. So that's what I did. Time, I'm actually going faster than I should, I think. I think that has to do with these damn shoes because I want to get off this run. They are hurting, starting to hurt that much now. In fact, my right toes, I don't know how to describe it. I want to say numb, but it's not numb. It's got feeling. It's kind of got that vibration feeling, you know, when you, if you sit on a riding lawnmower and you got your foot on the pedal, take your foot off, your whole foot's kind of like vibrating, but not quite numb. That's what my toe feels like. I think because my shoe's hitting the ground so poorly with no support. So I just want this run done. And because of that, I'm going a little fast. So I'm happy with my time, but it's wearing me out quick. I'm glad I opted for a 5K, not a 10K. So, less than a mile at this point. A couple more intervals, I'll be done. I'll get that cool medal. I'll make sure I get a picture on it on Facebook as well for anyone that wants to see it and follows our shows on Facebook. So that's about it. I will be back at 3 miles unless my interval runs over the 3.1, then I'll be back at the end. So you'll find out right after this. Okay, not quite 3 miles, but I'm at my interval. I'm actually gonna kinda cut my interval short so I can run into 3.1 miles. I think when this is done, it's gonna be my best 5K time of the year. I think it's all because I wanna get out of these shoes. That's pretty ironic, so. That is not an argument for keeping them for races and getting PRs because it'll just lead to pain and injury. I thought that was kind of funny and worth mentioning. So I'm going to cut this segment short. So I'm going to run into 3.1 and be finished with the out of time challenge. So when I come back, I'll be done and I'll be opening up the medal and awarding it to myself. So that is right after this. Okay, I am done, and I do believe that time is the best 5K I've had this year, though I'd have to look it up because it's real close. So I am taking off my shoes, and I'm never putting these back on again. Oh man, that was tough. So, all right, so back in the studio, but not at the studio mic, as you can probably tell. I'm trying to open my metal. I'm going to have to use my teeth here. Oh, geez, that is the toughest. That is the best sealed Ziploc bag I've ever experienced in my life. Okay. I have my medal. Here it is. All right. I'll give you a description, but I will put it on Facebook as a picture is worth 1,000 words. I'll try to do it in 1,000 words or less. So
At the top of it is the Out of Time California license plate. It actually, I forgot about this, has a runner, a silhouette of a runner in silver with the Marty McFly vest on. So I forgot about that touch. It says present time, October 21st, 2015. And can't quite read the time, to be honest with you. I think it's, that's weird. I think it says 70 something and I can't read the minute. So it's, I got to put a light on in it. I have a studio light. It's really dim. I'm not going to turn on the floodlights. Not that this is interesting description on a podcast at all, but then underneath that, like I said, is the DeLorean with the gull wings open silhouette at the bottom. And it's kind of a shield-shaped, the top of the license plate down to the control panel or display panel, and then it goes into a point at the bottom. So pretty neat. No, I never checked out the ribbon. What's the ribbon say? Oh, it doesn't say anything. Okay, it's just a blue and black ribbon. Goes good with the colors on the dark blue and the black, the dark blue in the license plate and the black on display. So it all looks good. So like I said, I've had it for a couple months, but I really wanted to run on the day. And a lot of people are posting their runs on there with their medals, and I think I will do the same. And I'll also put the medal on the NeoZaz Facebook page as well. So that is it for this episode. I'm not even going to bother going into the studio and re-recording anything because I did the intro and this outro. So until the next episode, thanks for listening, and I will see you in that episode. Matt Goes Running is part of the NeoZaz.com Internet Entertainment Network. For more great series and original entertainment, visit our website at NeoZaz.com.